Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get that ass up and don't get ill. That's right, y'all. We're more than rough. We're calling you bluff. And when it comes to rap,
on the double and you don't let it trouble your brain, cause away goes trouble down the drain.
brand new banger.
Keep the heads ringing.
take some calls from the request line. Let's take some calls from the request line. Let's take some calls from the request line.
Customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly two decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. Shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll-free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember,
True West Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Mixer and mastering. Video production.
Website.
Graphic design.
EPK.
Artist development.
DJ. And much more.
Special
rates and discounts. Studios nationwide. For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Tired them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah.
Hip-hop.
Let's go to the
for hip-hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Fly, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
True West Radio, what the fuck is up? Keep scratching, man. Fry, yay, yay. No sound effects today. I don't know what the fuck is going on. What's going on with it, man? I got Mr. Everywhere, DJ F Love, and JoJo in the building. What the hell's going on?
Brothers, and I actually
got Scotty D in the building.
What it do?
He in the building. I'm over there. We watching the game, trying to get some things going and finish stuff and all that old goody old good shit.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah. What y'all know good?
Can't call it,
my motherfucking shoulder. You did what to your shoulder?
They got dislocated it. It hurt like a bitch.
What you do to it, man?
For real?
I don't know. I woke up and that fucking was like that.
Damn.
I'll get beat by a spirit. Hey, you fuck around and fell out the bed. You so high, you fell out the bed, don't remember.
Nigga was diving to be in the world,
I could have been, I could have been high walking. Not sleepwalking, but high walking.
Mm-hmm. Nigga doing some big ass steps, nigga. Going up some stairs, there ain't no stairs at. Nigga was like, wow, oh shit.
The dream seemed so
back
real.
Down.
It was so real.
Yeah. That nigga was making, he was dreaming that he was walking up some stairs. One of them dreams when the motherfucker get to the top of the stairs and there be a door and you open it and you just fall all the way down. Ain't nothing behind the door but outside.
I hate them dreams. Matter of fact, I used to always have a dream that I was falling off the cliff and wake up right before I hit the bottom.
Oh, yeah. Well, they used to always say, if you hit the ground, your ass gonna die. I done fell many times, but I ain't dead. I ain't died, though. You're like, oh, shit.
Right.
Because, you know, in reality, like if you jumped off a building,
mm-hmm.
you would actually die before you hit the ground. You would die as soon as your ass jump off that motherfucker and you go down a little bit, your ass would die.
I don't think so, because it's a 50-50 chance you might flip-flop off the ground and survive, and 50 chance you might flip-flop and die.
Nigga, it depends on how high the building is.
Okay, what we talking about?
You jump off of 15 stories, your ass ain't bouncing on shit.
You talking about
the fire department down there with one of them goddamn things. Yeah. Nigga, if you hit, if you jump off 50-story building on some concrete, nigga, your ass is dead. I don't give a fuck who you are.
For real.
This nigga.
That nigga like he'll come, like he gonna jump down and come down on the Superman knee or something.
Right. Nigga, that's cool. Nigga gonna hit an awning. And then bounce, and then hit some boxes, and then hit the ground. Nah, nigga. You hit that concrete, nigga, that's your ass. For 15
up,
nigga.
This shit don't give.
Hell no, nah, nigga. Mm-mm. Nigga, I don't give a damn if you landed in some sand, nigga, that's your ass.
Yeah.
That's about some soft shit. And then some cases with some water. Too. You know what I'm saying? This motherfucker be a swimming pool.
Yeah.
That nigga jump off the goddamn 15 story building and land in 3 feet. That's your ass.
Square business.
You gonna shoot through that 3 feet so fast. Wow. You know, the heavier you are, the worse it is.
Yeah.
No, for hell
so what
no,
you trying
man.
To say? What you trying to say, huh? What you trying to say about that?
What you what, nigga? You ain't the lightest motherfucker in the bunch, nigga.
So what you saying? Fat people hit the ground harder.
If you jump off a 15-story building and land in 3 feet, that's your ass. My ass too.
Hell,
mm-hmm. love ass too.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
Everywhere too. The only one that could probably have some kind of chance is Trulia. Cause she lighter than all of us. Yeah. And all everybody else, boy, we fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah, I be watching them movies, the motherfuckers be jumping off the building. But the motherfuckers, they jump, they hit the deep end. Well, they hit that little,
what the
that
hell
little low
end. Anybody hear that noise?
Yeah, I just heard it.
Okay, I was like, what the hell? That shit was like, whoa, nigga, we getting, hey, the feds is trying to tap our phones. Oh, no.
I heard some go,
we got to watch them.
Nah, it's just probably my fucked up asshole.
Nah, they was like, they better not talk about that nigga Donald Trump or we're going to get on their head.
Yeah, I seen this little hoe ass today on that, what's that shit called? The NRA? Yeah. Yeah, I seen his ass. I hear what they play, what he was talking about. But I seen his little whole ass up there. Yeah, that nigga Scotty gonna say, I ain't seen that motherfucker in a while. I said, yeah, that nigga been high.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that nigga trying to evade that jail time.
Nigga been ducking like a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I mean, like I said, that motherfucker blew up. They gonna get him. Watch what I say. And I'm trying to figure out who the hell owed me that Migo money. Somebody owed me some Migo money. That's all I gotta say. Evidently, it's none of y'all, right? There ain't nobody said a motherfucking thing. Somebody owe me some Migo money. I can't wait till Confetti and them get back to get on this motherfucker eventually. You know, Confetti don't pop up until like 3 minutes before the show over.
You know, the sad part, they got this NRA convention, but Donald Trump said couldn't nobody have no guns or knives in the convention.
Oh,
so ain't that supposed to, what it's supposed to be, a gun convention? Second Amendment right?
Who got spoke at a gun conviction?
They got the NRA gun convention today down there in Houston.
Oh,
the governor of Texas
decided
not to speak. He got scared. He was worried about his re-election, so he decided not to go at the last minute. Donald Trump went and spoke, but he said the Secret Service told everybody at a convention couldn't nobody have no guns or knives. And I'm like, ain't it supposed to be an NRA, Second Amendment right gun convention? Ain't that what they got it for?
No, you know what it's done, what it was with him. That nigga, he decided to go to the little thing for the kids versus going to the NRA convention, which was kind of smart on his behalf, but then, you know, ain't nobody going to really just give that nigga no pass.
Well, he can't you get a pass. Mean? He want to pass a gun law that anybody can get a gun.
Mm-hmm. So he felt like he needed to be down there where the children got killed at versus being at the NRA. You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah, worry about re-election. That's all a re-election. That's what he worried about.
Hell yeah.
Did you see Ted Cruz? Did you see what Ted Cruz did a couple of years ago? He shot an AR-15 and then wrapped some bacon around and showed you the quickest way to fry bacon.
Mm-hmm. Well, that nigga Ted Cruz, he had his fuck ass up to hit our race. Him and Trump and all them other motherfuckers. Come on, get up, nigga. Hey, Scotty, that nigga look like my dog, homie. What? That little light-skinned motherfucker? That nigga look just like Niner, nigga. I told Jeannie, I said, that nigga look like Niner. She said, that nigga too ugly to look like my dog. Oh, yeah, nigga, shit. But all them motherfuckers, they was up there and they was, you know, doing their own horns and shit. But damn, you know what I noticed? There ain't no damn Democrats in the NRA.
Yeah, they got a couple of them.
Oh, I didn't see those. Shit. Now, I bet that we started the NRA, that shit will be all fucked up. We're going to put the Nigger Rifle Association.
Well, they took our guns back in the 60s and 70s with the Black Panther Party. They sit up there and they say, right to bear arms, but when we had arms, they took them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Then they enacted the RICO Act.
Right, exactly. We got 86 in the building. But, yeah, we... Hell, they tried to take our, they took our arms and tried to take our arms. Shit. Well, you're bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but,
what up, y'all?
What up, man? What's the business here, brother?
Oh, man, I can't call it.
too, yeah, like I you can't. Said, hanging like wet clothes.
Hell yeah, two broke niggas in the swap meet.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't got no money to buy nothing, but they gonna try to go get some ladies while they broke. Hey, baby, what's your name here? Some tennis shoes? Well, I can't hear them. Let me get them.
These bitches today, they named $50.
Mm-mm-mm.
They made $50.
Yeah, we was something else I wanted to say something about, too. Cause, I mean, I'm tired of really. I feel for them kids. I don't want to talk about them today no more shit. And none of them motherfuckers out there, you know what I mean? But, I know what I want to say. And then one of my favorite white dudes died, man. Ray Liotta.
Yeah, I seen that.
That was one of my favorite white cats.
The good fella?
Yeah. Man, and it was crazy because I just watched the movie the day before. That thing was on TV. It's like it's certain movies that I watch over and over again. If that shit come on, I'ma watch it.
Yeah.
And Goodfellas is one of them.
Yeah.
That was one of my favorite shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Where's the piece of that cat? You know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, man, he's one of my favorite motherfuckers. It's almost like nigga Al Pacino or. Motherfucker, he ain't probably that deep, but Al Pacino or Robert De Niro, them my motherfuckers too, because, you know, I love all them mob movies that motherfuckers been in.
Nigga, Jack Nicholson, nigga, The Shining, nigga.
Oh, hell yeah.
Man.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm telling you when he played the Joker.
After all these years, I never could get that motherfucking movie, The Shining.
Oh, nigga.
Because, you
me
know,
Scotty was sitting up here looking for movies right now.
The movie.
I mean, I understood it, but it was somewhat stupid, you know.
Which one?
No, it wasn't stupid.
The
concept.
The same.
The motherfucker was crazy. They in the crazy out.
He was crazy sitting there working at the motel. Remember, he was crazy. He was working at the motel, and he would start seeing the little girl riding up and down the hallway.
Mm-hmm.
He started seeing
You missed the whole point of the movie. Before all this shit started happening to them, he went to that place specifically to finish writing the book that he was writing.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Right. And as he was writing the book, he was trying to create stories to tell about that place, and shit started happening.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, that's what fucked their ass up.
I need that shirt. I need that sweatsuit, nigga. Break it off.
But that nigga, that shit drove that nigga crazy, man.
Mm-hmm. Showed up there. Because he was one of the motherfuckers. He was working in the crazy house.
But think about this, though. One thing I can say, Stephen King has some hell of a motherfucking books to turn into movies.
Yeah.
Very good.
Whole bunch of motherfuckers.
Hey, if he wasn't a serial killer himself.
Yeah, that nigga probably killed up a gang of people with goddamn self. Because what was that goddamn movie with Kathy Bates and that motherfucker who kidnapped the motherfucker who was writing them books?
Misery.
Yeah.
Oh, nigga, that movie wasn't scary, but it was, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That shit
was
scary.
Remember I was talking about? He was breaking that nigga ankle so he couldn't leave.
That she put them blocks between that nigga leg, that nigga
Man.
Ankle.
Yeah.
Oh, wee.
Oh, nigga, that shit. Oh, nigga, that shit had a nigga. Nigga, you know, it's certain shit that I can watch some shit, you know what I'm saying? Some scary shit, but nigga.
Yeah.
When she make me feel that motherfucker and I ain't even there type of shit, that shit right there is more scary than any time.
Yeah.
Buddha Ali in the building. Nigga, hey, when now, she hit that nigga with that, she hit that sledgehammer, hit that damn piece of wood with that sledgehammer, nigga, I think I was standing up. I almost hit the ground, nigga.
Now, what about that one movie back in the days? It was called, I'm trying to think of the name of that motherfucker. They was eating that. They put the monkey in the middle of the table. And they was hitting the
monkey. And they busted
head.
The motherfucker's head?
Yeah.
Nigga, that was Faces of Death, nigga.
Yeah, that was a good-ass movie.
Nigga, that wasn't a movie. That was real life.
The monkey brain tastes like grape jelly.
Oh, well, nigga, you go ahead with your monkey brain.
How much monkey brain you really gonna get?
You can spread it on a croissant, wheat bread, Subway bread. It's real good, monkey brain.
That nigga just turned my stomach. That was Faces of Death, nigga, because the motherfucker put the monkey head and then they closed the thing up and the monkey head was spinning around. Them niggas got them little hammers and was hitting his head.
Yeah.
And then Faces of Death, nigga. Now, that was all that shit was real on Faces of Death.
Nigga, they was killing motherfuckers. It was, man, that shit was wild. I was like, oh,
nigga,
my God, I was asleep.
Nigga, look, I was young as fuck when that shit came out, bro. Nigga, I remember the motherfucker, they was like, well, we got to take this bomb apart. And these motherfuckers had this bomb, right? They was like, well, we getting ready to take this bomb loose. They all in there. They got their little bomb squad shit on. We're now about to cut the blue button. And they had the camera right there and everything. Damn. Blue button.
What?
Blue cord. Cut. We're about to cut the yellow. They cut the yellow. Yellow cord. Now we're about to cut the red. Boom! And blew all the motherfuckers up. I'm telling you, boy. Now, if you want to see some morbid shit, you go get Faces of Death, because I think they got about 4 or 5 different motherfucking chapters of that shit.
Yeah, they had banned it at one time. It was so grotesque. They had banned that movie. But I seen it seem like that's what they were talking about. That man was on that PCP. So I think I can fly. He took out running, dove off the building.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, nigga. Yeah, I don't know. See, me being in my old age now, I don't think I can watch that shit again. But, see, me and my brothers, we used to sit down. We used to go to the video store and get the goddamn VHS, nigga. We watched all of them motherfuckers. 99% of the time we had our goddamn hands over our eyes, but I'm telling you, that shit was crazy, nigga. I can't watch that shit now. I'm telling you, I cover my eyes up when I see a motherfucker getting a shot. Remember, but you know, it wasn't new.
Mm-hmm. I've been watching it. Yeah. Yeah, I used to watch this show called, I'm going to tell you one that's crazy. It's called, what was it called? Something about L.A. Gang Stories or something. What was the name of that? Damn, I can't think. But it was like some ambulance chasers, right? And they probably had a scanner, and they would get a call about a shooting. And half the time, they get there damn near before the ambulance or at the same time. And you see motherfuckers shot up just on the ground squirming, they last little kicks and shit. And the dude standing there like, how old are you? Look at you. You out here gangbanging. Now look at you. You probably going to die. Look at dude had buckshots all in his back just crawling. And you know he finna be up there. It was L.A. Damn, what the hell is that shit? Something L.A. gang thing, but.
I know. I can't, I didn't see a few people get get shot, including my damn self. So I can't watch that whole shit.
Yeah, I'm screaming.
No, I don't know. You know, like I said, when I was younger, I could watch that shit. But now, nigga, I can't watch that old shit, nigga. Nigga, I be watching movies. Motherfuckers be doing heart surgery and cutting nigga chest open. Nigga, I turn my head like a motherfucker. I be like, oh, no. I don't know. I guess me and Truly was talking about emotional shit the other day. Like, motherfucker, you get emotional, because shit, nigga, I'm telling you, back in the day, nigga, watch that shit, and be like, oh, goddamn, oh, damn. Shit. I guess my emotions is crazy, because, nigga, I can't watch that shit no more. Hell no. Hell. But check this out. We're going to get into a couple of jams, and then we'll be back in a minute. True West Radio, give us a call, 323-642-5097. Friday, yay. Let's get it. Let me play my nigga real quick.
Yeah. One time for the boy Agony Ace. Hooking your boy up with this banging ass heater right here. You know what I mean? I done seen a lot of trouble in my lifetime. I'm here to tell y'all about it, man. Yeah. One love to your boy. Appreciate that. I lived a lifestyle that had me full speed toward a pine box. Only desire was to wake up daily and grind rocks. Wasn't tripping off the jackets, kept the nine cops. Had knots boosting me Europe out of wine stocks. The weed and liquor had my mind blocked. Looking through a blind spot, short fuse steady kicking like a time clock. Set up my trench when the alarm sound. Purple surround, say throw your hands up, put your firearms down. I know they wanna do me harm now. Felt my adrenaline rush, then I left them in the dust on my turf. See, I'm familiar with the crannies and nooks. Checking books, see, I was raised amongst a family of crooks. My uncle one hand Dan, they call him Hook. When I was just 12, I watched him cut a nigga over a hard look. A sight that you might visualize in your scariest dream. Nobody knows about the trouble I've seen. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Nobody knows my sorrow.
Hell no.
Out here in these streets trying to bubble my greed. Hoping that I live to see tomorrow. I'm
trying to tell y'all.
Sometimes fate is unkind. If I don't wait to face the sunshine,
I think
tell my mama and all my loved ones. And cheers to memories of the fun times.
I done seen lead penetrate, head disintegrate. Man, I done seen enough bloodshed to turn the center straight. Somebody get sliced across the throat with a broke dinner plate. Kids watch their parents snort coke and try to imitate. Cops and robbers, innocent blacks and cobbers. See the country that's supposed to be free, charge fees for water. See so-called religious leaders who freak their daughter. Then threaten them by telling them if they speak, they slaughter. Can't even see your doctor unless your cheese is proper. Seen high school students who fashion cheese and lock. Pimps catch their whole shoulder to dough, beat and soccer. Take their feet and kick out all of her teeth and pop her. Think that's sad? You wanna see sad? Visit the rehab. Count some junior high schoolers off heroin and e-cabs. Maybe then you can begin to comprehend what I've witnessed. I'm just another product of the sickness, the trouble I've seen.
Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Nobody knows my sorrow.
Hell no.
Out in these streets trying to bubble my greed. Hoping that I live to see tomorrow.
I'm trying to tell you.
Know, sometimes fate is unkind. If I don't wait to face the sunshine,
I tell
my mama and all my loved ones. And cheers to memories of the fun times.
Sometimes I wish that I was blind and deaf. Seeing and hearing signs. Asking myself just how much time is left. Feel like the walls are closing in. I got more tension than 10 pin men never been in. Still ain't sure about whether or not tomorrow come. Everybody around you doing bad, no one to borrow from. Told to tough it out and be a man with all the odds against.
Can't share from yourself.
I've been told all your life that God is with you. Awaken out your sleep by the cellar with a sharpened pencil. Find a tender spot in your skin and break it off within you. Seen some your life flash before you through a darkened window. Time to call on your kinfolk, your heart has lost its tempo. Asking God what my eyes was witness all this info. He said, don't worry son, the end's close. Mother hollers, oh Lord, her son's life was cut so short, and he was due to meet with the parole board.
Nobody knows the trouble I see. Nobody knows my sorrow.
Hell no.
Out here in these streets trying to bubble my greed. Hoping that I live to see tomorrow.
Trying to tell you.
Sometimes fate is unkind. If I don't wait to face the sunshine,
I think
tell my mama and all my loved ones. And cheers to memories of the fun times.
yeah. We working 9 to 5s, lay some extra time, man, cause all we do is grind. Yeah, so who gon' ride or die? Fuck the bottom line, man, we could all fly. That's why I work that shit, work that shit, work that shit. I tell her work that shit, work that shit, work that shit. Yeah, so who gon' ride or die? Fuck the bottom line, man, we could all fly.
You fucking with a true king, nigga, you a handy down.
Yeah.
I'm all alone on my own shit, stand my ground. Ordinary but giving orders, I just hand them out. Originated from the middle where the mountains dwell. With a hot box like I said, a kangaroo on flames. Picture perfect like Roger Rabbit when he got framed. A Tech 9 on the nigga, let be acting strange. Wake up first of the month, nigga, who got paid? Okay, she fresh and you not. I'm too hot, initial shock like static from a tube sock. I'm boosting the boot, bro. I dump my lyrics on you like a pot full of goulash. Booyah, this is Anger City, fuck the boondocks. Still smoking and still flying and tatted up, cause I feel like it. Still stacking and still mobbing, ain't the best yet, but I feel like it. All the talk that you hate is talking, just circulates and I'm still smiling. I'll cork your throat with my cock while I'm still rhyming. I just got used to this, music shit, I'm losing it. Get loose to this, crack loose to this, we boozing it. My crew the shit, you clueless kids, ain't seen Rufus yet. I'm so new to this, so turn up the volume and piss off your neighbors, but even your neighbors gon' cruise to this. I am 719, I write stories of life, I read the Bible at night. I'm working hours of nines, I'm never sleeping at night. I am Africa, half Mexico, I'm built strong from both sides. I'll just smack you, homie, if you flexin', homie, I'll embarrass you until you die.
We working 9 to 5s, lay some extra time, man, cause all we do is grind. Yeah, so who gon' ride or die? Fuck the bottom line, man, we could all fly. That's why I work that shit, work that shit, work that shit. I tell her work that shit, work that shit, work that shit. Yeah, so who gon' ride or die? Fuck the bottom line, man, we could all fly.
King Scratch, icon, bow down to the true West Coast, dubs up, drink inside a red juicy cup. 9 to 5, I work it out, all gas, no breaks, no slowing down. 3 ounce, I got a pound, always turned up when I'm in your town. AKs and fofos in the trunk, just in case I ride or die. Everybody hit the fucking ground every time that I'm driving by. Do that shit, make that shit, keep it real, with that shit. Nothing but love to everybody that I'm fucking with. I've been there and done that, hold up when I'm at bat. If you got beef, we can chew the fat. It's a cardiac arrest, better call your doctor stat. Where you at? I'm on the west side, half baked, full fry, in the cut, make the cheese, putting in eight, making more than 5 D. Cash out, hustle till I pass out, always on the paper route, on the paper chase, running shit, always coming in first place, in your face. You fucking with a G that's uppercase, not lowercase. You should erase all your shit, cause you taking up too much space.
We working 9 to 5s, lay some extra time, man, cause all we do is grind. Yeah, so who gon' ride or die? Fuck the bottom line, man, we could all fly. That's why I work that shit, work that shit, work that shit. I tell her work that shit, work that shit, work that shit. Yeah, so who gon' ride or die? Fuck the bottom line, man, we could all fly. We working 9 to 5s, lay some extra time, man, cause all we do is grind. Yeah, so who gon' ride or die? Fuck the bottom line, man, we could all fly. That's why I work that shit, work that shit, work that shit. I tell her work that shit, work that shit, work that shit. Yeah, so who gon' ride or die? Fuck the bottom line, man, we could all fly.
His head, that's what the fuck we do. Ill gate
Started in New York City. The West Coast hip-hop story has never been completely told until now. It's told by me, Scotty D. Spencer, a visionary, pioneer of street promotions, and the creators of the first hip-hop custom sportswear clothing line. We promoted over 1,000 house parties, dances, movies, stage plays, and corporate products.
we helped record labels sell over 500 million records. Proof that we wrote the first blueprint on how to do street promotions in the early 80s in Southern California. My disclosure states, if you disagree with anything in this film, based only on my own opinions, don't blame it on my heart. Blame it on the West. This is how the West was won. The film.
What it do, West Coast? It's the old man Loaf. You are now listening to True West Radio, hosted by DJ Head Love and King Scratch. Keep it wet.
And we back with it. Welcome, welcome to the True, True. West, nigga. Welcome, welcome to the True. West, nigga. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the True West, nigga. It's that True West shit. We got King Scratch in this bitch. Ooh, we sweet pea. Gorilla Soldier. Oh shit, the big homie Scotty D. And then it's me, JoJo, nigga, the loco, you feel me? And then you got Have Love. Yeah, you know what? We got the homies in this motherfucking world. We got Mr. Everywhere. We got K9. Yeah, we got the homie came fine. We got Brother Ali. Yeah, yeah, you feel me? Yeah. True West, nigga, yeah, you cool. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's that True West.
It on that True West side, Mr. Everywhere, 86 and JoJo in this bitch. We on the line with 99 and KD. What's up, confetti, sweet pea, Scotty D, Booty and Rev Ali. Boss player, MIA, but them tables still turn. Long as the team scratch it up. Hell, we always the number one. Hit us up Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 8 through 10 and 50 times, cause that's the only way that we gon' let you in. Guess if you want to put your ass in the corner, treat you like a phone and call you up a corner straight. Headshot, fuck your body on it, fuck your arm if you ain't trying to walk True West. Fuck you when you chest it, we the best, we the truth. We bulletproof, my nigga, we built for it, so I wish you luck. If you ever go against the grind, you bring it for the spot and make you out. A matter of fact, it's time for King Scratch. I've been on my way, but today I say what I have to say.
True West Radio, brah, yay, yay. What the hell's going D-Down? Man, if y'all lying, y'all want to talk, man. Who's the call? 323-642-1592. Mr. Everywhere. Truly. That nigga, Rev Ali. Abud Ali, Rev Ali, all these Ali, Muhammad Ali. Nah, I'm just fucking with you. Motherfucker 86. Ah. Woo, shit. Shit, I'm here. What is that, man? What up? I'm almost got those stuff finished, baby girl.
Oh, you don't have to rush it.
Huh?
You don't have to rush it.
Oh, I ain't rushing it. Shit. I know what I'm doing, something and I'm just starting to sell fly shit.
Like, hey, y'all ask Confetti if Dallas done made it back home yet.
Now Scotty D want to play with motherfuckers. Hey, he over here sitting right over there in the corner. He ain't want to say nothing to me. Nah, I'm just fucking with you.
Hey, y'all, what y'all doing? I'm watching the basketball game. Waiting for Dallas to get home. Dallas is taking their time getting home.
Now they just left it went straight to Cancun. You know you got that emergency. You got that emergency backpack.
There's too much traffic to have your emergency backpack. You gotta have more than your emergency backpack, man. This traffic, man, it's ridiculous.
Man, them motherfuckers ain't got to go through no traffic. Them motherfuckers, they went straight to the private plane and said, we going to Cancun or what?
Mr. Everywhere, he know he was finna have a heart attack when he seen Dallas come back, bring it back to 8. I think he know he was nervous.
Hand grenades and horseshoes.
You know you was nervous, OG. I know how you do it, Mr. Everywhere. You know you was scared when they got down to 8.
You got to pull the pin on the hand grenade, and you got to get close with a horseshoe, but you still don't win the damn thing.
What was you doing when they got down to 8? What was you doing?
What was the final score? Pimp 10,000, hole 0.
Why you all answering me, man? What was you doing when they got down to 8, Mr. Everywhere?
Sugar Free said, if you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready.
All right, y'all boys, we can't have a day without
maintaining his cool.
Yeah, what were you saying when they were down by 30? That's the question.
They was down by 29.
Round it off.
Them niggas said to the nearest dollar and shit. Nah,
to the highest decimal.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Well, I know the Raiders gonna be kicking everybody ass this year. They're supposed to get Colin Kaepernick. They're gonna go on and sign him, man, and they're gonna go 16 straight games.
Man, that was gonna get his ass wore out. They gonna be trying to knock that nigga's ass off when he get back on the field.
The first game, Adams gonna get hurt. And then they're going to stick old Kaepernick in, and it's going down. They're going to shake the world up.
So who you talking about? You mean Carr going to get hurt?
Whatever his name is. That nigga going to get hurt.
Carr going to get hurt. That nigga, that's Carr.
Nigga, Carr going to get hurt like he always get hurt. That's when they're going to bring Kaepernick if they sign him.
They ain't signing him yet.
Man, they could get that nigga a couple of bags of peanuts. That nigga gonna be playing, nigga. I don't give a fuck.
The nigga rich, man. He ain't worried about the money. He just want to get in and shock the world, man.
But shit, I don't know if they ain't shocking the world yet. When they gonna hire him?
It's gonna come. Watch, you'll see. It's gonna shock the world when it comes.
Shit, he gonna be down there working at the hospital with me.
That nigga open up the curtain. That nigga be laying next to you. Be like, what you doing in here?
Stress.
That nigga said, my afro got stabbed. They got to put another patch of hair on it.
Man, that ain't funny. You know what I'm saying? That's not funny, bro.
Yeah, it is. You just ain't laughing. I laugh at my own jokes like Richard Pryor. I don't need no choir.
That nigga over there with a gang of laugh buttons and shit.
Yeah, L.A. Lakers got a new coach today.
I don't mean nothing.
That dude, Ham.
Ham.
I ain't excited about that shit.
Ain't no, LeBron might ask to get traded because they went against him and his coaching, the dude he wanted to coach. So he might not fuck with him. No, he wanted Jackson. He wanted old Jackson to play to be the coach.
Mark Jackson.
Yep.
Really? Mark Jackson ain't bad. That's a good coach.
Man.
Yeah.
You want them to shut the Lakers down like Disneyland? You can't give up on your team, man.
I'm a franchise fan.
You can't give up on the franchise, right?
I ain't particular
about all you damn players and coaches, but you know you got to stand up for the
if you're
for
a Laker fan,
you're
gonna
banner.
Be a Laker fan.
Yeah.
It's that, like some of y'all motherfuckers said, I used to be a Lakers fan.
Y'all just lost the coach. That's all y'all needed was a coach.
I'm going to tell you something. The coach is always the scapegoat.
If the team don't do good, that means the coach get fired. That coach ain't out there shooting that fucking ball. You know what I'm saying?
Look,
motherfucker up there, wide open threes. Nobody guarding the motherfucker. If you miss threes or you miss layup, nigga, the coach ain't did that.
Yeah, but y'all had the same players until Phil Jackson got there. And guess what? He got there, y'all won.
Nigga, we won after Phil, nigga.
How many did you win with Phil?
Nigga, he got 10, so I think we did 3 or 4.
You just answered my question.
So that's what I'm saying, nigga. Well, whatever team you dealing with, nigga, how many games have they won?
I mean, that's Miami, man. Miami.
Yeah, nigga. Nigga, they, the motherfuckers, they did 3 and they out. 3 and out. And they about to go out tonight.
Well, we'll see.
They going to be gone again. Gone fishing. Nigga, Cancun, make that shit.
Yeah.
Take that shot.
Y'all on y'all way back, ain't you?
Y'all who?
Y'all been out there. Y'all been gone since April, ain't you? Y'all done went spring break in summer.
Okay, let's see. So this motherfucker moved to goddamn Florida. Now he a goddamn Miami fan. You a Dolphin fan too?
No, Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, nigga, you be better off going with Tampa, motherfucking Miami now.
That was Cowboys. Oh, wait.
And them motherfuckers is getting ready to be, nigga, watch what happens. I keep on telling y'all, y'all just don't understand. Y'all keep on bringing them motherfucking raggedy bastards up. I ain't said nothing about my team. But y'all keep bringing them raggedy motherfuckers up. And y'all gonna get disappointed again. I'm gonna play Stephen A. again when that motherfucker had all them goddamn Dallas Cowboy fans in the goddamn in the crowd cry. I'm about to play that for the next commercial just because you said so.
That's uncalled for right now. That's uncalled for.
I'm just saying. I ain't said that. I ain't even worried about football season. The football season start. I'm just glad that Colin Kaepernick got a goddamn chance. Somebody looking at him. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, that nigga working $5. He doesn't want to get on the goddamn field. You know what I'm saying?
He can rest assured if they let that motherfucker on the field, he gonna show his natural black ass.
Or he gonna get fucked up. He gonna get fucked up.
He's gonna try to show his ass.
I don't care how physical you are. If you've been out the league for 6 years, and one of them motherfuckers who got a goddamn bullseye on your goddamn back hit you. Hey, the dirty micros, that's when you call a dirty micros and hit that nigga after the play.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Motherfucker, you'll be in top physical condition, but if a motherfucker hit your ass and you ain't really been getting hit, oh my God.
Yeah. Now that's gonna play a major part right there. If
hell
you
yeah.
Stay in the power.
Yeah, nigga.
He been out what, 6 seasons?
6 years, yep.
Yeah, 6 years. So the field done got younger and stamped.
Hell yeah. Nigga, do you think, nigga, if I'm on the line or if I'm one of them linebackers out there, nigga, do you know I would be the one to try to take the nigga out the game, my nigga? All them niggas is thinking like that. I guarantee that nigga get on the field, somebody get ready to try to get that nigga.
Oh yeah, you gonna have that. What they call it, huddle hit on him. They gonna put a hit out on him in the huddle.
Bro, yeah, that nigga huddle hit. Then on top of that, if that nigga fucking up, do you know sometimes them linemen to move out the way so the quarterback can get fucked up?
Yeah.
Depending on how much money they get, that motherfucker, he might get a whole bunch of side skills.
Yeah, that motherfucker be like, just let me go through. Motherfucker put that goddamn, because the motherfucker that's going to hit him the order is them linebacker. So
yep.
When the motherfucker be like, hey, just step to the left one time, I got you. And they just going to step to the left, and that linebacker going to come in there full speed and try to take his whole pro loop. But I hope that ain't the case. I hope the cat get in there and do some things, man. Because he got done wrong.
Yeah.
We talk about how much we black folks and how we down with all this and all that. That dude, that nigga really stood for something and took the biggest loss.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? In the whole situation. That's fucked up when you just lose your career. Just because you failed some kind of way.
He believes it happens.
But look though, why he the only motherfucker who he was the first one to kneel, but everybody else got a job.
Yeah.
They was kneeling with the nigga.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they just stopped kneeling because they started getting those threats. See, motherfuckers got households to take care of. They ain't got time to be bullshit with a nigga talking to you. Nigga, get
now,
up off your knee, get the motherfucker back still. Let's make this money.
Well, what they do now is they got it to where when a national anthem come on, you ain't got to be outside. You can stay in there while the national anthem is on. And then after it's over, you come out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Who made that happen? That nigga made that happen. I want to see this nigga succeed, bro. I want to see him succeed. Shit.
Yeah.
But a whole lot of people, they don't.
Yeah, they didn't even come out the locker room until 2014. They used to stay in the locker room till 2014 when the military paid them. The Army paid them like $7 million or whatever for them to sit up there and have them stand at the national anthem. So that's all that was a payoff.
Look, all my vets, I love my father was a vet, Scotty's a vet, I got a lot of people as vets. But who started that? Why do you have to sing it whenever it's the start of a game? Or when I was in school, I remember we used to say, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America every goddamn morning. They don't do that shit
every
no more.
Morning.
Every morning we had to do that shit. You know what I'm saying? Who started that?
Right.
Okay, why ain't they doing it now?
Well,
you know, he was out of school before he took his prayer.
Yeah, shit. You said I pray the legions, and then you fuck around and got SWAT.
Hell yeah.
It wasn't, you didn't get a swap because you didn't sing it. You got swapped because you was fucking up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers, nowadays, no kid in high school, junior high school, elementary, middle school, wherever the fuck, they don't know nothing about SWAT. That's the whole motherfucker know about SWAT.
Yeah.
Yes. Sometimes it didn't feel good with our parents, so they go up there and ride on the motherfucker butt. Niggas was still getting swat.
Right.
Motherfuckers, niggas give a shit, man. Like, nigga, I'm in Virginia High School. This, Miss Cole, her motherfucking ass, she'll make you go stand in the corner and put your hands up in the air until she tell you to come down. And your arm be hurting like a motherfucker.
Her name was what?
Miss Cole. And then on top of that, nigga, if you was really bad, she'll put books on top of your hand.
Like a teacher we had out here. Her name was the exact same thing, Miss Cole. She used to dress in an African number 5.
Man. She fucking, he was about it. But you know what? He was the one that got me out that motherfucker.
Miss Cole. What?
Booty, you remember got me out that bitch. She got me out that bitch. A dude named Mr. Chillingwit. And see, Chillingwit had jokes. It was him, Mr. Olsen, shot the other motherfucker. They used to have jokes. And I was like, y'all don't want to joke with me. Oh, so they did some, wild ass shit. I'm going to tell you. The motherfucker, after the summer break, went back to class. And this nigga, he had a, right at my seat, on top of my seat, he had a dunce hat hanging from the ceiling. That was the first time. And then when the class started, them three motherfuckers came in and said, oh, well, I guess we got the dunce here. Well, it was all, I had to bag on them motherfuckers all day long. I ain't gonna tell you all the other shit that happened because that means I have to exploit my name. Oh boy.
Mr. Everywhere was a teacher. That nigga taught English.
No, I actually was a math teacher.
Ah.
Yeah, because y'all Mavericks lost 4-1.
Oh, so you a math teacher now?
Yeah. Oh my God. Well, I tell you now. Yeah, I don't know. Y'all Dallas fans are supposed to stick together.
We're riding. What you talking about? I thought you didn't want to bring up it no more. You talking about Dallas Cowboys scratch? That came out your mouth.
I thought that y'all Dallas Cowboys fans was gonna ride together.
We do ride together.
Yo man.
Where's your togetherness with the 49ers? Where your crew at?
I'm not talking about football on my end, so y'all.
Well, why you bring up the Cowboys then?
Because y'all supposed to be fans of other fans, but you getting on them talking about,
what you talking about? Me and Mr. Everywhere talk on the phone on the weekend. That's my dude, man. Don't try to break up me and him's friendship, man. I'm just joking with, but we talk on the phone. Unlike you, don't call me on Thursday and Tuesday, Scratch. But Mr. Everywhere do.
Oh. Oh,
yeah, Mr. Everywhere. That's the homie, man. He know I'm fucking with him. I'm just playing. Dallas got the ass whooped. He's a math teacher now. 4-1. That's five games.
It's about to be 3-3 right now with Miami and Boston, and then Miami gonna win at home.
Boston losing?
Yep. Yeah, they losing.
This nigga Petty called me and let me in. I always let the nigga in. He always drop out. Now he ain't even in here. The fuck is he talking about?
You gotta wait till you look at his phone, Scratch.
Call True West Radio.
He do cowboy fans like that. He try to act like he didn't know nothing about it.
He had one of them Dallas Maverick phones. It's out of minutes the next season.
Damn, I need somebody to take me to go cancel
a business. I just want to know how the hell a goddamn Miami fan gonna talk shit about the Dallas Mavericks. Take your Miami ass down to Miami, goddammit. Don't say shit about the goddamn Mavericks.
We still playing.
You ain't a, hey, but you ain't no goddamn Golden State fan. What the hell you rooting Golden State? You switching.
I told you Golden State was going to come out the West.
Goddamn pancake and shit. Flip-flopping and shit.
Oh,
come on, man.
Don't say that, man.
You shouldn't even bring Golden State out your damn mouth, man. Goddamn, talk that Miami shit, man. Come on, man. Talk Miami shit, man. Don't talk goddamn pancakes.
I am talking Miami. I can't talk Dallas shit because Dallas is over with. They turned y'all lights out a whole week early.
Did he say Golden State was going to win before the playoffs started or right when the playoffs started? Or
I
you
told
just
Golden
waiting?
State. Remember I said Golden State going to come out the West in Miami. King Scratch was hollering about the Lakers. I said Golden State got Clay. They going to come out the West. Phoenix?
One of these weekends, I'm going to go all the way back. And I'm going to find out who said what, because somebody owed me some Migo money. I just can't remember who the fuck it is.
Everyone talk that Migo shit.
I need my Migo money.
Yo, me and Scratch told y'all about Migos, Neil.
No, that was you. What you say? You the one who was talking about the Migos.
I said Migos on their way out, didn't I? I said they weren't going to even last past the year.
I said they ain't going to be nothing next year. And it's this time.
Remember,
last year.
I said that strong say straightening ain't going to even be on the charts. I said that one went flopped and Lil Wayne and Roddy Ricch and Birdman song. That one flopped. That didn't even last on the charts 30 days. Remember, Buddha said, oh, they got that new song, Straightening. They straightening. I said, that stuff ain't going to last 30 days. Straightening came for a week and was gone. Ain't heard from me no since.
I'm going to go back and look around this time last year, and we're going to find out who said what.
Everybody
said,
what's
the problem is?
I know why I said the Migos wasn't going to make it another year. Excuse me.
Everywhere was rooting for
him. That was a hell of a burp, Scratch.
Oh, yeah, nigga, that's that good shit.
I told Rev Ali about that guy who attacked Dave Chappelle wasn't going to be able to sue Dave Chappelle, and now he locked up on an attempted murder charge.
That don't mean he ain't going to have no lawsuit against the niggas that broke his arm just because he locked
he
up in jail.
He ain't going to have no lawsuit. He got to worry about his lawsuit of going to jail.
Well, it ain't over yet.
It's the last thing he worried about.
What they gonna do if he sues Dave Chappelle,
he just gonna put the money on his book?
Yeah.
We just gonna be the richest nigga in jail if he wins?
Yeah.
Nah,
he's gonna
put
it.
The attorney going to hold
$5 a week.
First of all, somebody going to whoop his ass because he's going to be, hey, nigga, I love Dave Chappelle.
Don't nobody love Dave Chappelle. Dave Chappelle don't even love Dave Chappelle.
So whatever to Dave Chappelle? Whatever to the dude?
That nigga's a clone. That's a new nigga. That ain't Dave Chappelle. That's a clone. You see how fat that nigga is? They killed that nigga a long time ago.
Sweet, dude. What happened to him and the dude, Dave Chappelle?
Oh, I was about to tell you didn't see it. Oh, but look.
The dude stabbed his roommate. They got out of jail. So they got him on attempted murder charges.
But see, Confetti, evidently he didn't see it. But look, Dave Chappelle was on stage telling his joke or saying something, and a nigga came out the audience and rushed on stage and tackled that nigga.
Tackled Dave Chappelle?
Yeah. So,
wow. This is some new
guess
shit.
What happened? Now your motherfucking ass about to get beat the fuck up. Because not only did your dumb ass run backstage, you should have ran off the stage. You probably would have got met somewhere else. They beat the fuck out of you. Look at
so,
a gun.
What's the problem?
A knife that looked like a gun. Huh?
What's the problem with that?
Well, the motherfucker stumped his motherfucking ass out. I think Dave Chappelle went and got him a couple of stumps in.
Yeah, Busta Rhymes and them whooped him.
Oh, yeah. They whooped on that motherfucker. His arm was fucked up. So they was talking about this nigga gonna sue Dave Chappelle because that shit. But at the same time, now this nigga get out of jail and try to kill his roommate, and his roommate didn't know who the fuck he was because they was in some little, you know, one of them homes where, you know, when you get out of jail or homeless camp or homeless. Wherever.
Homeless
halfway house?
A shelter. It was a shelter.
Halfway house? Oh,
shit. No, it was a shelter. He was in a shelter, and then he stabbed the nigga who he was staying with. So when the nigga seen him run up on stage, and he seen all the motherfucking footage of the nigga who brushed Dave Chappelle, he said, that's the nigga who stabbed me. So now he got a murder rap. I mean,
I wonder how the nigga say something. Did they got videotape of it? How do they know that nigga really did it? Just because the nigga said it?
Man, I don't know how that shit works. But nigga, it's a whole lot of things, nigga. 20 girls can come and say you they baby daddy, but you got to prove it until then you they baby daddy. Same difference. So when a motherfucker say something, nigga, that's the nigga, because he probably fucking described him. Everybody in the motherfucking place probably seen the motherfucker, you know, after he got stabbed and knew who it was. They probably told too. You know what I'm saying? It's all kinds of things that could happen. It ain't necessarily cameras. It's cameras every motherfucking way. That's why I don't see why dumbass niggas do shit, because niggas could pull out their camera. There's cameras hanging all over this motherfucker. So
well,
I don't know how
he pled not guilty.
Mhm. He pled not guilty. That don't mean that he ain't. A nigga sit around. They don't know. I ain't never met this motherfucker. I ain't never seen him. I came with him. X Y Z. This nigga stabbed me. I know what the motherfucker look like. And then other people around, they be like,
I think the nigga that say he got stabbed, I think he lying. I don't think the dude stabbed nobody.
Oh my God! How come if we go A, you go Z?
I'm just saying, you know, all of a sudden the nigga seen more. If a nigga stabbed me, I'm gonna go tell, you know, and the nigga didn't go. He picked a nigga on TV and said that's the nigga that stabbed me, a TV nigga.
And the same, wait a minute, hold on. They was both in the same little shelter.
Well, how come nobody at the shelter came forward and said anything yet?
Because it ain't even happened yet. Wait until the trial starts, my nigga.
Well, I'm just saying, he said he was not guilty, so you saying he guilty, and you don't know.
I really don't goddamn care. But the
why are you talking about it then?
The whole twist is with your goddamn making yourself tickle ass nigga. The whole thing about it is you will see when the trial comes.
That nigga called me a tickle ass nigga.
No, yo, tickle yourself ass nigga. That nigga probably got his hand on his armpit. You know how you used to get tickled when you were a kid? He tickled himself.
Nigga said, let me tickle your fancy. Let me exit yourself.
Hey, you know what? We're going to make a movie. You're going to be the Black Joker.
You already said that 2-3 months ago.
Yeah,
I'm waiting for my part.
Again, nigga. You gonna be the Black Joker, nigga. That's exactly who you laughing like. You laugh like all of nigga Jack Nicholson and all them motherfuckers.
You said that movie gonna sell.
Yeah, we gonna get confetti to be Batman, nigga.
That's my nigga. I'm gonna be laughing right next to Batman. What's up, confetti?
Oh,
shit.
Fucking delusional, man. I'm delusional, man.
What's wrong with you?
Goddamn. Oh, man. Goddamn it. Well, goddamn, rooting for Golden State. I couldn't believe that shit.
Hey, what was you thinking, Confetti, when they came back and broke it down to 8? Mr. Everywhere was having a heart attack at that time?
Oh, what? That was from hyperventilating. You know, he thought it was over. That we were going to come back.
If talk can be bought at half a time.
You know the crazy part about it? It's the crazy part. He fucking hyperventilated and getting anxiety attacks. That ain't even his goddamn teeth. Now we know it's that delusional.
If talk can be bought at half a price tag on it.
God damn it. You know what I'm saying? Look at that delusion over there.
Y'all thought y'all would sit up there and put a hole in the ceiling and goddamn win a game at home. And goddamn, you knew damn well you had to go back and play Golden State at home. And y'all knew the season was over with. Y'all went to Golden State with your jerseys on. You had the shoes laced up and jersey, no bags, just the jersey and your shoes.
Hey, everybody, they all went home in their jerseys. They just had one bag.
They said by the time you get done crying on your jersey, it's going to weigh the plane down. No bag, just jersey and shoes.
Y'all crazy. Man, I'm going to get into a couple of jabs. We can settle this after this, man. Give us a call, 323-642-5097, True West Radio.
Two Cowboys.
Ready, real.
Lifetime.
That's right. I got faith, and don't give up the fight.
I don't care nothing about no obstacle. Straight ahead, I'm staying focused while Caesar Chavez is on my focus. God make me great. Don't hate, it's too late to try to make the real faith. I close the gate, cause that's my job in heaven. The Lord knows that my family's Mexican. I got a whole lot of history for you. Mexico is all of California. Where I'm from, I gotta warn you, in the upper room, there can be no borders. I love everybody on the earth. The truth don't hurt, just as long as you make your mind work. If you ever see the roof on fire, drop to your knees and watch the Messiah. Do you feel it? He can save you, he'll give you the strength to save your neighbor. It's extraordinary, the ordinary crew. Gospel on the mic so my father can reach you.
Pray for my people that's already gone. He's gone. Pray,
he gon' pray
for everlasting life.
Oh, come on,
watch ya. Stay.
What you say?
We yeah. When the world follows,
that's right.
I'm not. Stay.
I got my feet.
Don't give up the fight.
Lord, the world be trying to bore me, but what that do is bring me closer to you. I can't claim the flu.
What?
No can do. Your side I choose. Bless me soon.
Come on.
They ask me how I manage. Jesus Christ, Caesar Chavez language. No brain damage.
That's just right.
God-given talent.
What?
The faith makes it valid. Can you understand it? It's better than branded. God first, his church, it works. Give your tithes out, he comes back in big spurts. Fold your hands up if you testify. Stay stuck on God, it's what can really apply.
Hold up, pray for the people that's already gone. I'm gone. Pray,
they gon' pray
for everlasting life.
Oh, come on,
watch ya. Stay.
And what you say?
When the world follows,
that's right.
I got stay.
I got faith.
Don't give up the fight. Pray.
Better run
for the people that's already gone. I'm gone. Pray.
They gon' pray
for everlasting life.
Oh, come on.
Watch ya. Stay.
And what you say?
We ain't never when the world follows.
That's right.
I got faith.
I got faith.
And don't give up the fight. Hold up.
Schaefer did it.
No. Not
with
You can never perpetrate and play the role of a killer. You would never be accepted by the real real niggas. Flashing cash out here speaking on a mission. You asking when it really comes to getting to the digits. Front seat ride to the precinct. Paperwork wet, the boy mouth been leaking. Leak. Send somebody through there with a mop and clean it up. Niggas reppin' big for the block, but they ain't backing up they stuff. We about that ready rock, hitting with that same D, that heavy ass. Maintain my speed in the lane and on the heavy bag. Every ass, every boulevard, every lane. Man, the hustle zone, niggas got their hands off in everything. All gas, no brakes, no J's off without the pay vacate. Striking up blocks, count strips. Originator of this West Coast gang bang shit, yeah.
This ain't the same old two-step flow. Got a little more swag, but it's still West Coast. This to get it turned. This to keep it lit, this to get it hot, this to keep it lit. I'm in the gutter lane smashing, counting up cash, trying to do the math, put the money in the backpack. You ain't gotta ask everybody in the faction, but the action, smash, baby.
On this West Coast, Hawthorne the Figueroa, niggas will pop the top like soda. Big pimpin' high roller, pull over the Toyota and make niggas float like Yoda. Space invaders, woke the neighbors. My baseball cap said Oakland Raiders. There's a whole lot of scams and rackets. Ratchets, police with plans and jackets. Niggas in these streets give a fuck how you feel. Keep your eyes on the road, then your hands on the wheel, then your foot to the clutch and your wrist to the shift. It don't matter, motherfucker, just stick to the script. Earth 7 don't sleep, Earth 7 don't nap. You don't come with no snaps, Earth 7 don't rap. Paper do a funky ass beat, gotta rock that. Niggas touch down, disappear like a lock.
This ain't the same old two-step flow. Got a little more swag, but it's still wet. This will get it turned. This will keep it lit. This will get it turned. This will keep it lit. I'm in the gutter lane smashing, counting up cash, trying to do the math, put the money in the backpack. You ain't gotta ask everybody in the faction, but the action, smash, baby.
Tally's in the house.
The microphone because I ain't no joke. It's Big Snoop Dogg, I got you all up out of your soul. Mash with me, catastrophe, I'm so out of control. Behind the wheel, I spilled my drink on the floor. If the bitch put me local, she get naked for show. Take it slow, make my mayo grow. Breaking up, yo, got game.
I'm the triple fly vandal rhyme chiller with the glow that don't chase. All I replace, all that go for any slow motion west coasting. Lick the boat, tap the battle cat to keep your overdosing with the posting. Get the pitch up, my rap sound and hit you till you knock out. Tap the rope, super X to clear your whole block out. Y'all ain't creeping, we deepin' how y'all do. Instead of trying to change rap, you let rap change you.
Said that they will, but they won't.
They won't.
A lot of them do, but a lot of them won't.
They
that's
don't.
The riff rap I don't keep. That's probably why I get no mother. I'm up all night in the studio, getting toe up from the floor up with my nephew. That Rico, a drunkie and a junkie. My low cat made the beat, so you know. Too much.
That's a trip, Big Snoop. They say you smoke too much.
Damn, they say you drank too much.
That's a trip, Snoopy Snoop. They say you smoke too much.
I'm a busted banker, certified high ride, hallucinogenic montage mirage. Kelly stirred with the $1 billion words, with the birds and swerves. Stuff with birds, blast addict, spasmatic. Don't make you run to your asthmatic. The charismatic, BBG battalion, X-Tash Chief, blazing the Indicon hat.
Now it's the last man standing who recklessly abandoned you. A former senator, that's exactly what I planned to do. I murder half the population, call me Hannibal, the cannibal. I'm living proof that man came from animals. Yeah. Believe it or not, you will get shot. Point blank range for all the heads that like to get hot. Come on, ain't smart to spot. Any problems that we got inside of the bin, you gon' get handled in the parking lot.
Cause busters and Jesus
G's, but can't nobody bust it down like the seats like these. See, busters is busters and G's is G's, but can't nobody put it down like my G.O.G.
Okay, they say you drink too much.
That's a trip, Big Snoop. They say you smoke too much.
Okay, they say you drink too much.
That's a trip, Snoop. So they say you smoke too much.
Knock, knock, who is it? It's the East Side and Rip Riding Doghouse Crip Division, and we have home provision. No suckers, just drank weed and plenty of drink some or don't come at all. Ain't nothing but an alcoholic party, y'all. It's an alcoholic party, y'all. Shake it up, all the homeboys break it up.
Done penetrable, sentinel, criminal, mineral, touching like tentacles, tactical, acrobatical, my specialty warfare, nuclear venom, two shots to bust, form all up in them, I shook them to send them, millennium, abdominium, form, electrical rain, storm, and storm, and storm, monsoon, shot off like harpoons, all shrooms, baboons, I'ma be there soon, cabrón.
Young body, set it off on anybody, from the second that you spot him, we red dot him, who side him, I can't tell y'all who got him. But he got two wrongs, gon' make a right. Two songs, gon' make a tight. See, it's half like the night. Tomorrow, the same script. I'm always hearing songs like that can't rip. We come equipped when we throw you a receiver. Y'all ain't with my homeboys. Please believe me.
Busters are busters and G's are G's. You can leave it alone. Yeah, no.
Yeah, yeah. True S Entertainment. Your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and master.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Tighten them white dudes down your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah.
Hip-hop.
Yeah.
Hip-hop.
For hip hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
True West Radio. We back up in the motherfucking field, man. Mr. Edward. Motherfucker, DJ Evan Lou, goddamn Julius, motherfucking Buddha Ali, Rev Ali, 86.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
True. And confetti.
So we can do what we do.
It's the homie Scratch, baby.
Y'all, boy. Y'all.
Yeah, it is. Buddha Ali, what's on the, what to do?
I just post that old flyer with you, King Scratch, and Sweet Pea on that black flyer. King Scratch at the top, you and Sweet Pea at the bottom. I just post that to Facebook. Let them know we on the radio, man. Let them know we out here bad, man. We on this signal, man. Let's get it.
I hear that. They're looking out. I appreciate that.
Gracias, amigos.
I guess this weekend I'm gonna really get in and start making some changes to this motherfucker. I got to. Shit. My website in a year, so I gotta really upgrade all that.
Yeah.
Motherfucker just doing too much shit.
Also, I like to let everybody know July 28th. In Dallas, Texas, they got Def Jam, Universal, 300 Entertainment, and Sony Record A&R. We'll be out there at a music showcase. It's $200 to enter, but it's a music showcase signing artists. So that's giving everybody the opportunity of a lifetime.
Right on.
Y'all hear that? Hey, everybody on fire.
They say a female down here in Prescott, Arkansas got picked up by Trina today. Trina new label. Female rapper down here in Prescott, Arkansas, they on Swooster.
And that's, I mean, you know, I ain't trying to show shade to nobody's hustle, but if you want to lose $200, go ahead. I'm just saying. You know, people got to understand when it comes down to, you know, stuff like that. It's almost like, I remember when I was in DJ contest. They said, oh, yeah, you could win $500. Hell, when I'm like motherfucking 19 years old, $500 was a joint. Hell, $500 is good for me now.
Yeah.
But when the motherfuckers already got the winner established, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Do you get a chance to talk to these people? Do you get a chance to, you know, see their credentials and all of that old type of shit?
Yeah.
I know we could be up there. All of us could be sitting there done like, yeah, I'm from Def Jam. Oh, I'm from such and such. I'm from such and such. Y'all pay $200. And the motherfuckers ain't even from where they said they was from.
Yeah.
It's all legit. It's my people putting that on. It's all legit. Everything is legit on that. That's hands down. Yeah, they just got he just got a deal with Paramount, so he got a couple of his artists gonna be on the Yo MTV Raps kickoff. Yeah. So yeah, everything legit on that. I just thought it was Def Jam and them, and I met with them today. They were telling me, no, it's Def Jam, 300 Entertainment, Universal, and Sony also. So they're going to be out there with their A&R reps and, you know, signing, doing what they do, you know. Trying to get
artists
in the Dallas area opportunity.
I hate A&R. I never like A&R. All
right.
Never like A&R because... You know what? One thing about A&Rs, I mean, you know, there's some good ones, but there's a whole lot of bad ones. Especially if they come from a company, because they got they type of music that they like in their head already. So if you kind of in that neighborhood, that's when they want to fuck with you. But they don't want to look at nobody else that's outside their neighborhood of music. You know what I mean? Not saying it could be somebody like, say for instance, he like Lil Wayne. So the more you sound like Lil Wayne, the more he might want to fuck with you. But if you go somewhere and you sounding like somebody else, even though you good, they don't want to fuck with you. That's what A&R, I've seen that my whole goddamn life. I remember I was doing these songs, and the motherfucker said, that is some of the best shit I ever heard in my life. And I was sitting up there, nigga, I'm trying my best not to, you know, put my smiley face on it. You know, like, well, thank you. You know what I'm saying? It sounds good, but I'm like, oh, here we go. Can you do some more stuff like Hip Hop Parade Hole? That's when Naughty by Nature was out. Can you do more?
What's her name, Buddha?
Stuff? The girl name is Kay from Prescott, Arkansas. You know, they had another dude, Rick Ross, picked up from Camden, Arkansas, early up in the year. So they've been coming to Arkansas since we had a record deal with Slip and Slide back in 2010, 2011. They've been coming. You know, they've been coming through and doing shows, but now they coming back through here. Checking out the talent, because Arkansas always been an untouched market for a lot of articles, a lot of talent down here in the Oklahoma Tech, you know. But now, I'm going to say this now. Some of them showcases is bougie, but we went and tried out for 106 and Park, and that shit was real, too. They were, all things fucked us up. We went in there smelling like weed. Performance good, but we... We smell like goddamn meat, goddamn marijuana for us. We didn't showcase. That's all the reason they didn't pick us for the thing. You know what I'm saying? What I wasn't, it was the group I was promoting, but it, we were loud as a motherfucker. I'm talking about smoke coming out of our clothes. You actually
yeah, they sent both of y'all to New York. You remember they sent
no,
Lady
we
Fat and wasn't it Jazzy Raider of New what? York?
No, the girl, what's her name? The Mexican chick. What's the girl used to host the show with the long hair dude?
106 and Broad.
Yeah. The mess she mixed like Puerto Rican.
You that was a Lala, like, wasn't it?
That might have been. She was. The showcase was in Louisiana. The showcase. Matter of fact, the showcase was in Monroe, Louisiana.
You talking about Roxy, Buddha?
Roxy.
Yeah, Roxy.
Roxy. Yeah, Roxy. Roxy was in the bin. That's why none of that shit was for real. When Roxy was watching the showcase, she was with the judges on hustling them. They were rap hustle entertainment. Only thing like that, cause y'all would have been gone. Y'all came in there grabbing your nuts, your hands on your dick the whole time. You smell like weed when they were rapping. He said, other than that, the song was commercial. Everything was good. And so, boom. But later on, we got to deal with Slipper Slide. But that should be real. And some of them showcase, like you say, they just trying to goddamn get $1,000, $2,000 out of that ass. And then, you know what I'm saying, and fuck with you on the phone, play phone games. And then they out of there. You don't even see them no other. Like you say, then we had goddamn me. Like Miss Stella said, you be talking to O was the goddamn me custodian in the building the whole motherfucking time, shit like that. But we did get, you know, we did get further into the business as we got into Florida, going back and forth to Miami from Arkansas. But they do have a lot of losers going in, like King Scratch say, they'll take the title and put the money in their pocket, and you'll never see the main motherfucker like Jimmy Iovine and motherfucking Turner.
Now, you know Tommy Guns the one putting that on, Buddha. Tommy Guns and Wise McGriff from Def Jam. You know Tommy Guns.
Oh, yeah, I know Tommy. Yeah. I knew Tommy way back with Profile when he had that R&B group called Profile from Shreveport. Hey. They used to come to Tyler and record.
Hey, P-Bag. We got 10 seconds left, man. True West Entertainment, we love y'all. We're going to get back with y'all on Monday, Mad Monday. We out this mug. True West. All right.
Yeah, Tommy was coming to the studio when we were recording with Destiny Child down there in White House, Texas. That back in 94, 95. Tommy been in the game a long motherfucking time.
Yeah, everything legit on that. That's why he was talking with me last month. He was telling me he was trying to find a city. And I was telling him, you know, Dallas is a hotbed. And I told him, you know, this part of the Panhandle really don't have no just real music hotbed right here. But, you know, you get to Jacksonville. So he said they're going to do one in Dallas and probably do Birmingham. And then Jacksonville, Florida will probably be the next two that they do. So, you know, they said they're doing that one, trying to give everybody in the Bible Belt an opportunity.
Home Depot, you ain't making that shit. All right, let's go. I'm good. Hold on, y'all. I gotta go to the waterworks, but I ain't gonna be on. I gotta leave y'all on, but I gotta go and get to work with Scotty. So, you know,
don't run off yet, man. Can I get 10-15 more minutes of you, Scratch? Goddamn.
I'm not going.
You
nowhere.
Is in the, Scratch. You in the mix, baby?
I got to go to the waterworks, nigga. Shit.
The waterworks?
Yeah, nigga. The shit that you drink, nigga.
Oh, damn. I told you I drink pineapple margaritas, man.
Oh, yeah, right. Get the fuck out of here. Hold on, y'all.
I do. I'm drinking one right now.
I'm going to give Scotty my phone while I'm going to piss. Hold on.
Well, go ahead. Don't piss out in the toilet, nigga.
Hold
drink
on,
it.
Bam, bam. What up, fam?
Hey, don't let that nigga pee in the toilet, nigga. Scotty, make him drink it.
He won't drink it, man. I can't do that. He don't even look at himself pissing.
He pissing away gold. Shit. What's up, Ralph?
Oh man, come on, man.
What you doing, man? When you coming to see me tomorrow?
No, I'm out here in Boston. I'm going straight to Vegas. I got my trailer loaded down. Time to go. Time to get back.
Oh my God. How long you gonna be there? Just 2 hours?
No, I'm gonna be here until tomorrow. Then I'm going straight to Vegas. Then I'm heading out.
Damn.
I gotta get all this stuff done, man. I gotta load and get up out here.
You sticking and moving. Yeah. I know what you're doing.
About 40 people seen Scotty D sighting all over the city. So yeah,
how you feel, man? How you feel though? Hell, but you feeling all right? You good?
Yeah, man. I'm tearing my ass up. Man. I gotta get back. I left my damn cold machine in the house.
You might have to let him hit you with one of them motherfucking epidural shots one time.
I did them before, but I ain't doing it on this one. I'm just going to wait until I'm trying to get up off that working comp, man. This thing's going to cast me out. I can't get off until I'm feeling all the way 100%. If I had 100, I'm going to still cast me out. So I got hurt on my job. I didn't get hurt. Like, I got hurt on my job. That's why I got to continue to do the therapies and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So I came out to Cali to get this letter from my primary care doctor out here. That's been treating me, man, since the 90s. You know all about my shit. So.
Right.
That's the money. You got me a bomb-ass letter, so we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. And maybe I can go and finish up all these this project all the way through the fullest. Without no hiccups, no action, nobody just did nothing. I ain't got to do no GoFundMe, none of that. It's all me. Other than that, Rev, love y'all, man. I got to go, man. I got to get back on my job, man. Me and Scott only got hours to mess before his ass goes off.
What you finna do, man?
We working over here. We working on the feeling shop story.
Oh, man. I'm on a sweatsuit,
hey,
man.
We got about...
I'm on a sweatsuit,
people,
man.
Oh, shit. We got about...
We need to push... I'm on one of the
we charging like
right.
500 for a suit. What?
I want a velour feeler suit, man.
I'm going to about 500, 250 or 500.
But look though, that ain't nothing. Look, but the shit you can't go shopping at the stores no more, Scotty. Everything tight and all up in your butt and shit. I don't wear no shit like that.
I
can't wear no tight pants with holes in them and shit, Scotty.
No.
I be wearing hospital scrubs and shit for pants.
I'm getting a whole bunch of that stuff downtown for like $2 pants and $2 tops.
Man, I'm telling you, before I give you this is a cold game out here in Dago, man. I mean, all the malls is full of with all them kind of pants, man. They changed everything.
What you doing tomorrow?
I'm supposed to be at the golf course helping this old ex-baseball player. He got a little golf tournament tomorrow. They need me to go over there.
Right, and score a couple of holes. To a party tonight. Mama Ruth went down there. Like, when I ended up having a party for the graduating somebody.
Yeah.
I didn't go. Because, man, it's 2 hours away. I didn't feel like driving back in no traffic. Ralph,
I'm going to
knock
right.
Your thing out, man. I'll hit you up, and I'm going to shoot you a little copy of it in a minute, man, as soon as I get it done.
Nah, just do your thing, man. Do your thing.
I need your critiquism, man.
Nah, man. You don't need my critiquism no more, man. You got it.
I seen some film on you last night. Remember when Big Les came up to the office? Yeah, and you're talking about you're going to stalk her next time you see her? He said, next time I see her, she's stoned. The love stalker has spoken.
Y'all the ones that had her pictures, though.
I got to find my tape, man. I can't find my love stalker tape. I got to put it on DVD.
I got it on an external hard drive.
Okay. What's your album looking like?
I'm just trying to get the chips going, man. I got to keep going to work, man. You know, shit.
Right.
I can't stop working. You know what I mean? I'm trying to get on top of it.
Let that single generate, man. Make that money back, man. Drop that single.
Huh?
Drop that single.
That's what I'm trying to do, man. But I gotta get in this job. They won't let a nigga really get off. I only got 2 hours of PTO right now, Scotty, because I only been working for like a month and a half.
Okay.
I got four hours of vacation time already.
You work on weekends too?
No, they don't want to work on Friday. I mean on Saturday and Sunday.
Well,
and then Monday is a holiday.
Video.
Huh?
You gonna shoot your video and go to the studio?
Man, I'm trying to make sure the songs is mixed and mastered like they're supposed to. That's the main thing. And then you know we got to take it from there. And I got to go into in a car and play it in the car. See, you know how tricky the mix is in the studio from the car, man.
Right.
And then from the radio, it's a different sound.
Oh, that's
so I'm trying to. Yeah, I'm gonna try to see if I can mix it back down to a 2-inch sound, cause I like that sound better than that bullshit they got.
Let me go tomorrow. Let me go when I get on the highway.
You going? When you going? Rob, you be moving too
morning.
Much.
I gotta go. No matter. I got it. Hey, man.
Hey, you talked to Billy Boy?
Not this week. I talked to
him.
I tried to catch up with Castle. He good.
He good?
You ain't got his number?
No. Hey, and I've been since he got out.
Let me, hold on. Oh, I'm going to call me on my phone. I'm going to look at my phone.
All right.
Hold on. Rip his ass. Oh, and what? Nigga, it's $99.99.
Is it?
Yeah.
Where is the everywhere at? He talking about Miami was going to win it tonight. Where he at?
Nigga, and motherfucker, Jimmy Butler just got hurt.
Oh, my God.
Jimmy
Butler, it's everywhere. You're supposed to be everywhere.
Yep, Jimmy Butler hurt, the motherfucker Kyle Lowry hurt, and I think he just found out.
Who, Jimmy
Butler? Kyle Lowry just found out.
And it's 99.99?
Yep, there's 2 minutes and 18 seconds left.
Who do we? If Miami don't win tonight, it's over.
Yeah, if Miami win tonight. If Miami win tonight, it's a wrap. They going to win. That nigga missed both free throws. But, you know, if Boston win, it's over, it's over, it's over. For real, for real. Uh-uh. What? Oh, Lord, y'all. It's crazy. It's crazy out here for a pimp. It's hard out here for a pimp. Man. Hold on, y'all. Oh, my God. I'm sorry, y'all. This is, we on some after hours. This is some good shit going on. Man, y'all ain't got cable. Ain't watching this shit. This is good shit. Wow. Sorry, but man, we chill. I'm about to go on and log off. I mean, if y'all want to stay around and talk, y'all can do it. I won't cut y'all off, but I got to, they'll cut you off, but I got to get back to work shit before I get tired. I get tired. I ain't trying to do shit.
Good day.
Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Well, man, I'm out. Let me go and get to work. I'll get with y'all Monday. Hell, I might even do a pop-up show this weekend, considering Monday is a holiday. So
you ain't going to do no pop-up show.
Man, you don't know, nigga. We used to do pop-up shows all the time. We just was not
you ain't
going to
do no pop-up show.
Get the fuck out of here.
I guarantee you don't do no pop-up show.
Oh, you just want me to do one so you could have a reason to call and talk some shit.
Only thing you're going to pop up this weekend is one of them hurricanes.
Yep, probably so. Bye-bye.